At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to tell you a story of shadowy figures representing a secret organization commissioning monoliths containing a secretive agenda. Some might say the story involves Satanism, the KKK, globalism, or even, some have speculated, the New World Order. And like all good stories, it ends with a bang, or a large explosion to be precise. So, please humour my storytelling. I'm trying to make it a bit more of a detective story, but it is very interesting, and that's the whole reason I want to cover this. But there is an important political point to be made here. I'm not just telling a story of something that exploded, although that is pretty cool as well.
It is pretty fun, yeah.
So, here are the Georgia Guidestones. They are a granite monument in Elbert County, Georgia, believe it or not. Who would have thought? So, there they are. They look
Pretty ugly, to be honest.
Yeah, but this sort of thing isn't necessarily alien to me growing up in Britain, particularly I grew up in Devon. Saw sort of Bronze Age monoliths, that sort of stuff, dotted around the countryside all the time.
This is obviously much more recent. I don't know what it is about this, though, that it just looks particularly ugly to me. More so than any monument I've seen in England that's could be comparable.
The physical appearance isn't the most ugly thing about it. Allow me to tell you the story of how this was created, and you'll start to see why I'm drawing attention to this. So I'm going to be quoting from Wikipedia because the summary there is actually really quite good. So, in June 1979, a man using the pseudonym Robert C. Christian approached the Elberton Granite Finishing Company on behalf of a small group of loyal Americans. That doesn't sound sinister at all. And commissioned the structure. Christian explained the stones would function as a compass, calendar, and a clock, and should be capable of withstanding catastrophic events.
Didn't live up to that last one.
Yeah, that's true. Joe Fendley of Elberton Granite assumed that Christian was a nut and attempted to discourage him by providing a quote for the commission, which was several times higher than any project the company had previously taken, explaining that the guidestones would require additional tools and consultants. To Fendley's surprise, Christian accepted the quote. When arranging payment, Christian said he represented a group which had been planning the guidestones for 20 years and which wanted to remain anonymous. So this sounds very sinister, doesn't it?
Very shady, very shady.
Christian delivered a scale model of the guidestones and 10 pages of specifications. The 5-acre, 2-hectare site was apparently purchased by Christian on October 1st, 1979 from a farm owner whose name isn't important, but second name is Mullinx, and his children were given lifetime cattle grazing rights on the guidestone site, which is inconsequential. They're allowed to keep their cattle there, so what? So on March 22nd, 1980, the monument was unveiled before an audience described either between 100 or 400 people, which is quite a bit of variance for that small a crowd, but there we go. Christian later transferred ownership of the land and the guidestones to Elbert County. So there is no paper trail to it anymore. It's owned by the county.
Will those documents all be sealed up somewhere?
I'm not entirely sure how it necessarily works because I think it's dependent on the individual states, and I've not gone to the trouble of calling them up and just like, do you have any documents on
this? Yeah. So far it just seems like one of those weird little curios, a bunch of strange rich LARPers decided to get together and build this monument.
I'm eventually building up to reading out what's actually on this monument. And that changes the dimension of it. All of the secretive stuff all of a sudden seems a bit more sinister. But first of all, it's worth mentioning that alongside this, there is an explanatory tablet on the ground. It's sort of ground level. It's built into the ground.
Which is what that means, you say? Oh my goodness.
I said that in several different ways, didn't I?
I think it was the same sentence a few times over.
This is all the writing I do. I've been cursed with just saying the same thing over and over. It contains lots of different aspects. It has a descriptive part, which has the height, which is 19 foot 3 inches, the total weight, £237,000, and the four major stones are 16 feet and 4 inches. And there's actually a full list of specifications, which I haven't pictured, but you can find on Wikipedia. And it's to such meticulous detail that you think, why would anyone share that? No one's going to be interested in that. So I kind of presumed that there's some sort of secret code or some means of concealed message there to what the nature of it.
If it's supposed to act as a clock, I mean, we've not gotten to what the actual monument itself says. I find it very hard to see how this would act as a clock, for one, along with all of its other stated goals. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a bit like Stonehenge in that the sun's position in the sky changes throughout the year, and therefore the way it reflects, I think it's in the centre of the monument.
So it's almost like a sundial or
something? Yes, that's exactly it, yeah. So here's one of the first images I'm going to show, and it says, let this be guidestones to an age of reason, which...
Sounds a little bit Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. It does, doesn't it? It's sort of Enlightenment era language, talking about reason above all. And it's listing the various languages that the same message that I'm going to get to in a minute is written, and it's written in 8 in total. So there are also various astronomical features about this monolith, and I'm going to quote from Wikipedia here. We can see a picture of what it says there as well. But it says, the four outer stones were oriented to mark the limits of the 18.6 year lunar cycle declination. The centre column featured a hole drilled at an angle from one side to the other, through which the North Star could be seen. The same pillar had a slot carved through it, which was aligned to the sun's solstices and equinoxes. A 7 out of 8 inch 22 millimetre aperture in the capstone allowed a ray of sun to pass through at noon each day, shining a beam onto the centre stone, indicating the day of the year. So yes, it's obviously been well engineered, if you can give it any credit for that. It's clear that whoever created this had a good understanding of all of this stuff. It's not something that you just do accidentally, is it?
No. And this is all very clearly designed in a specific way to present a specific message.
Yes. So if we move on to another picture here, you can see the hole that the sun's meant to shine through, and then another one again. Another hole there where I think that's the one where it shines through at midday or something like that. But yes, these are the marks on the actual things itself.
It all seems, once again, very, very strange and creepy. And even the fact that they chose to have it be made as a stone monument seems to be trying to call back to some ancient time like
the Celtic Stonehenge. Religions, these sort of pagan religions pre-Christian, that is... evoking that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's almost supposed to have its own iconic status purely through the medium.
So the text on the monument itself, I'm going to be reading this out from a BBC article, says, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. That seems a little bit arbitrary and very sinister because, of course, the world's population at the minute is what?
When did Bill Gates make his millions? Because I'm just saying.
What, you think Bill's behind it, or do you?
I think he's behind everything.
But yes, guide reproduction wisely, improve fitness and diversity, unite humanity with a living new language, rule passion, faith, tradition, all things with tempered reason, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts, let all nations rule, internally resolving external disputes in a world court. A world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. I agree with that one, to be fair. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature.
There's some very strange stuff in there. The fact that somebody felt the need to... Yeah, the fact that Klaus Schwab felt the need to have this built in the first place is very, very strange to me.
It does seem quite globalist, doesn't it? I mean, a global court talking about harmony with nature. It very much seems like that eco, neoliberal
agenda. A united humanity under a particular new language that's living, so presumably means we can just change it whenever we want, and I wonder who would be changing it.
Yeah, I mean, and who would benefit from changing the definition of words? It's not like the modern left is doing that to subvert society.
Who would benefit from reducing humanity to 500 million, a much, much easier to manage
people who
number?
Commute on roads would benefit.
No, that's true, but still no,
it's,
no, the
it's
World
very
Economic
sinister,
Forum travel in jets, not on roads, for one. But yeah, there's some stuff in there that I can agree with, even, like the avoid petty laws and useful officials, balance personal rights and social duties. That's agreeable, but there's the weird stuff around it and the very context of why they felt the need to have this built to see, to give these messages.
So, I've got some videos to show you.
Oh.
Starting with the explosion. There it is. So someone, I'm not entirely sure what explosive was used, clearly took offence to this, or maybe not. Maybe they're covering their tracks.
And people
Who
have
knows?
Been taking offence for it for a while. I'm pretty sure a...
I will be getting into that, don't
oh, okay.
you worry.
All right.
So yes, so there's the explosion. No audio, unfortunately. Here is a video of the getaway car. Lovely amount of frames per second there. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some sort of silver sedan. I can't tell what it is. It looks kind of American, so I don't know. Maybe an American brand.
I'm
but then,
in America, so.
Yes. And here they are after, I think it was the local council said that now it's been damaged, it's dangerous, and they had to take the whole thing down. So here's the video of that, which should be somewhat satisfying considering the sinister agenda.
Yes, just to make it clear, we're not advocating for any forms of vandalism or terrorism, because obviously
that is the domain of the left, isn't it?
Yes, that is the domain of the left. However, I'm certainly not going to be shedding over tears to this monument to globalism.
Mm-hmm. It does seem to be a globalist monument, doesn't it?
It really does.
But yes, while this is going on, there are lots of potential people who could be behind this, so was it this mysterious man going by the pseudonym of Christian, maybe covering his tracks? Maybe the monument is now harmful to his secretive group of patriotic Americans. Maybe it was actual Christians saying there have been many claims that this is a satanic monument. I mean, you can hardly blame them for saying that.
I can't blame them, no.
Well, it's obviously shrouded in sort of paganism, isn't it?
Yeah, pagan monument, so.
So, yes, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if a Christian was behind blowing it up. Or maybe it was someone who took offence to the globalist messages, which is probably what my money is on. But I
wouldn't be shocked if that were the case.
Yes. So, there are lots of different people speculating on why this was made. The author, Brad Meltzer, notes that the stones were built in 1979, the height of the Cold War, and thus argues that they may have been intended as a message to possible survivors of a nuclear World War III, and the engraved suggestion to keep humanity's population below 500 million could have been made under the assumption that war had already reduced humanity below this number.
I think that's a very reasonable assumption
to
make there.
I think that's probably true. Yoko Ono, of all people, has weighed in, because of course...
because we care so much of her opinion.
Yeah, I mean... ugh, what a terrible person. Just throwing it out there, not relevant, but I hate it. She said, it's a stirring call to rational thinking.
That Yoko Ono saying something like that makes me just want to abandon rationality in the first place.
If you ever listened to the collaboration between John Lennon and Yoko Ono on the Wedding album, you'll want to cut your ears off like you're Van Gogh.
No, but sadly I have seen the album cover where it's just the two of them naked, and I don't think I've ever recovered.
No, it's horrifying.
It's awful.
It? My favourite band are the Beatles, but the worst aspect of it is John Lennon's personal life. He's a terrible person.
Oh, yes.
But, apparently there's a 2015 documentary called Dark Clouds Over Elberton that claimed the Guidestones were designed and paid for by Herbert Hinsey Kirsten, who died in 2005, so it's okay to say that, a doctor from Fort Dodge, Iowa. And this is a quote directly pulled from Wikipedia again. The documentary makers claim to have acquired a letter from Wyatt C. Martin of the Granite City Bank and found Kirsten's address as the return address. Kirsten was a friend of Robert Merriman, who published Common Sense Renewed in 1986, a book which aimed to explain the Guidestones. Historian William Sayles Doan described Kirsten as a white supremacist and a supporter of David Duke, a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Kirsten was also an associate of William Shockley, a Nobel laureate in physics, who was also known as a white supremacist and eugenicist. So there's...
All right, so it might be a white supremacist monument.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the weird globalism,
I don't know whether that's a white supremacist thing, but still interesting details that are in here.
The YouTuber Mark Dice claims that the Guidestones are of deep satanic origin and claimed that R.C. Christian belonged to a Luciferian secret society related to the New World Order. I mean,
maybe.
Who knows? And Candace Taylor, a minor candidate for the 2022 Republican nomination for governor of Georgia, made it one of her promises, her campaign pledges, to destroy the monument if she got into office.
So it might have been some publicity stunt from her office.
Yeah. But yes, this weird, creepy, globalist, eco-cultist monument has now been destroyed, which, I mean, I'm not going to shed a tear over it, that's for sure. But the mystery of who's done it, was it part of some sort of secret society? Was it Satanists? I'm curious to see what you think. I would love to know, because after reading this story, it sparked my curiosity. And I know it's not something we normally do on the Lotus Eaters, pose you mysteries, but I thought it would be good to have a look. And hopefully we get some responses and potentially we can find out what was really behind it.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this one on the politics of Australia by Josh and John. If you want to find out what else Josh is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at @Josh_firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.